You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Around 40 Indians were killed and over 50 injured in a devastating fire that broke out at dawn in a building housing around 195 migrant workers in southern Kuwait's Mangaf area, officials said on Wednesday. The total number of people killed in the Al Mangaf building is 49, and 42 of them are learned to be Indians. The remaining ones are Pakistani, Filipino, Egyptian, and Nepali nationals, they said. In an unfortunate and tragic fire incident earlier today in a labor housing facility in Mangaf area of Kuwait, around 40 Indians are understood to have died and over 50 injured, the Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement late on Wednesday night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who described the incident as saddening, reviewed the situation at a meeting with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, NSA Ajit Doval, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra and Principal Secretary to PM P.K. Mishra, among others. The Jammu and Kashmir police on Wednesday released sketches of four terrorists involved in two attacks in Dora district and announced a reward of 20 lakh rupees for information leading to their arrest. On Tuesday, terrorists fired on a joint checkpost of the four Rashtriya Rifles and police at Chattergalla in Bhaderwa, while a search party in the Gandoa area of the district was attacked on Wednesday, resulting in injuries to seven security personnel, including a policeman. A cash reward of 5 lakh rupees for information about each of the terrorists has also been announced. The Jammu and Kashmir police appeals to the people to provide information about the presence and movement of these terrorists. On Tuesday night, police released a sketch of a terrorist involved in the attack on a passenger bus in Raisi district and announced a 20 lakh rupees reward for information about him. Of the 16 members of the Council of Ministers headed by Mohan Charan Majhi, two are engineers, one is an advocate, while others are either farmers or businessmen. Majhi's ministry also has two deputy chief ministers, K.V. Singh Deo and Pravati Parida. Suresh Pujari, a cabinet minister and former MP, is an advocate besides being a sports promoter. Suryabanshi Suraj and Ganeshram Singh Khuntia are engineers. Suraj is also a law graduate. Mukesh Mahaling, a cabinet minister, holds a doctorate degree and is an academician. Ravinarayan Naik, a four-time MLA, Nityananda Gond and Krishna Chandrapatra are farmers. Prithviraj Harichandan, son of Chhattisgarh Governor B.B. Harichandan, is a postgraduate in zoology and a farmer. He is a first-time MLA. Bibhuti Bhashan Jena, Krishna Chandra Mohapatra, and Gokulananda Mallik are also farmers, while Pradeep Bala Samantha and Sampad Chandra Swain are businessmen. Surya Kumar Yadav hit an unbeaten half-century and left-arm seamer Arshdeep Singh claimed a career-best 4-for-9 as India defeated the United States by 7 wickets to reach the T20 World Cup second round on Wednesday. Chasing 111 to win the Group A clash, India were rattled at 15-for-2 and then 44-for-3 before Yadav's 50 and Shivam Dubey's 31 put on an undefeated fourth wicket stand of 67 to secure a third win in 3 games for Rohit Sharma's team with 10 balls to spare. Despite the defeat, the United States are still well-placed to join India in the Super 8s as they have 4 points while Pakistan and Canada are on 2 with a game each to play. India was stunned by Mumbai-born fast bowler Saurabh Netravalkar, who played for India at the Under-19 World Cup in 2010. He had superstar batsman Virat Kohli caught behind for not off the first ball he faced. Rohit was then caught by Harmeet Singh at mid-off, again off the bowling of the 32-year-old Netravalkar in the third over. Rishabh Pant's 18-run cameo was ended when his stumps were uprooted by Ali Khan in the 8th over. However, Yadav went to his 18th international T20 half-century from 49 balls with 2 fours and a pair of sixes. An upcoming biographical movie will chronicle the inspiring journey of Kiran Bedi, India's first female IPS officer. Titled Bedi, The Name You Know, The Story You Don't, the film will be written and directed by Kushal Chawla, the makers said in a press release. It will be produced by Dream Slate Pictures. According to the makers, the film will delve into untold incidents, personal and professional challenges, and unwavering determination that shaped her extraordinary career in policing.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.